Hello and welcome. I was supposed to be doing this shit with Juice, and Juice ain't been around. Juice haven't fucking been a real friend. Let me see if I can FaceTime her and tell her that she not shit. She stood me up twice, y'all. Really once, but fuck her. Shit. I see her number, but the last time I FaceTimed Juice, it was a audio call. Fucking audio calling her. I look at her motherfucking face to tell her she ain't shit. I think she at work though. Like real shit.
Who ain't got no bitches?
Who ain't got no bitches? Where the fuck you at? Get me off your titty.
Titties, nigga, titties.
I hate how ignorant you are.
Man, let me tell you something. After the day I had yesterday, I left work, went and got myself some wine, went by the water, watched one of my shows, drank my wine. I said, oh, bitch, you getting a little too tipsy to be outside by yourself. Go home. Had a rough day yesterday. Just to lay down and be like, cool, I'm going to chill tomorrow. I'm going to go to water aerobics. I'm going to just, you know, get myself together for my date on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Just for these niggas to call me and be like, can you please come in? So-and-so called off.
I would have been like, fuck so-and-so.
So, my, yeah, absolutely. But my, and then I didn't know the kids had a half a day. So Eric like, well, who's going to pick us up? Pick you up. Moana's gonna meet you at the bus stop. I'll meet you at the bus stop. So back up. Brandon had a track meet. Has a track meet today. I'm thinking. He don't know what time track meet is. I'm like, fuck. I just have to miss it. And then Eric asked me who's picking him up from school. I said, well, since I'm going to work, you have to catch the bus home. I get up at 3:00. I'll get you at the bus stop. But we get out at 1:00. When were y'all gonna say something? I thought you knew. You knew everything else. First of all,
I like the way you cut it to you.
So they had to have a date because today is parent teacher conference. So coming to work to upset all kind of plans. But I'm here in the parking lot. They asked me to come in at 10. They asked me to work 10 to 3. I said, okay.
Wait, nigga, you early?
Because I wasn't going to go back home. If I went back home, I was gonna be super late because I was gonna lay back down, but when I took them to school, I just got dressed, took them to school, got them something to eat, went and got some gas, went to Tropical Smoothie Cafe, took the long way to work. I asked them to clock me in about 8:30, so I'm on the clock.
This the crazy part that you fucking off and we ain't podcasting this shit, you raggedy motherfucker.
Listen, I saw the headphones on your head, and I didn't think you was recording.
That's because you ain't shit, you raggedy.
Whatever. Hey, y'all. Hey, world. Hi, guys.
I hate this nigga. Why do you always do this introduction? Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, boo. Hey.
Man, fuck that.
Whatever. What you talking about?
Shit, I just started. I was saying how you ain't shit. That's what I was saying.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's true.
Man, that's some bullshit. I paid bills yesterday. So,
you
yeah.
Mad? You irritated?
No. It's been a long time coming.
I be irritated. But when I think about it, I'm like, you know, I've been on the budget. I've been paying for trips and vacations. So, I get kind of irritated when I don't have no money. Of course, I can get that day to day. Nobody's tripping. Nobody's going without.
Mm-hmm.
But I sit back and think about it. Like everything is paid for, right? I'm not in need of anything, right? There's no rent to pay. The car note is handled. Bills are paid. So you know that's why we work. That's why we pay the bills to maintain the level of comfort. So
I've been uncomfortable. I've been uncomfortable. What you get from Tropical Smoothie that you didn't get your friend?
I got a chia. What is it? Chia seed. Oh, wait. God damn it. What's top? still have trash in my car. Wait. A chia oatmeal bowl, and I added peanut butter drizzle.
How is that?
I enjoy it. I've never had any other one. That's the only one I've ever liked. And I've had. I like it so much. I get it all the time.
Expand your surroundings.
Just explain them.
Expand your palate is a better phrase.
Expand your horizons, nigga. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think so. I've been high. Yes.
So it is a Greek. No, it's I think it's Greek yogurt. Quinoa, chia seeds, granola, honey, blueberries, banana.
Is quinoa in there? Mm-hmm. You know that's a form of rice.
It's a green. It's fine.
Okay. This motherfucker checked me on some shit. Talking about it's fine. Don't badmouth my shit.
Okay. So peanut butter always goes good with banana, so it's pretty good.
I went to Beyond Juice yesterday after I ended up getting my massage.
Wait a minute. How was your date?
My massage date?
I thought you had breakfast.
Oh shit. It was straight. Me and Shanti, it was straight. It was definitely straight.
Okay.
Yeah, we just went there. Oh shit. I'm happy you said that. So we were sitting down and a family came right behind us and shit. And it was this girl. When I tell you, me and this girl would have been like, hey, what's up? Both of us would have been like, hey, what's up, though? Man, I looked at her, and I'm on a time now where I ain't breaking eye contact until you walk past. Fuck it. So she stared me down like I stared her down, and it was on some shit like, nigga, say something. Because if you say something, you leave it with my number. And I just looked over at Shanti like, this couldn't be the one time I'm by myself.
The old girl came in with her people.
Yeah.
Y'all stand. You gonna get your ass whooped over a motherfucking pancake and an omelet, nigga.
No, I had my pistol on me. Shanti would have got shot. Bah! Keep your goddamn hands off me.
I do know how I would feel. But like a bit of me is kind of like, I don't give a fuck because you're not my nigga. But I would feel a way if I don't want to see you slide on somebody. We out on a date. If you need to excuse yourself, you know, to go try to catch up with so-and-so, I don't want to see it, right? And I think, I know a part of me don't give a fuck because a part of me would do that shit. I'm out on a date with somebody. And they... And they lock eyes with somebody, and they trying to, you know, have some way to contact so they can link up later. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it.
I think that's a bit much, to say the least, Juice. I'm not doing that in front of nobody. But the girl was very attractive.
I want to see it.
She's very attractive with full lips. Oh, girl, she was dark skin. Shanti, brown skin.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just went there, and we've been out so much, we just talk. So I was asking her about certain shit, cause she used to be a cooking motherfucker. Like, I don't think she noticed that she getting old, cause she just eat like the same 3-4 things. She be like, I want some salmon, I want some pasta. And she gonna eat some seafood. And I'm like, nigga, yeah, you don't even expand your horizon.
Y'all can see this nigga face.
So, with the shit being like that, I'm just at the age where I'm cooking. I'm trying shit I ain't never tried. Red beans and rice. I done cooked that about 2 times by myself. Well, not by myself, because you helped the first time. What else?
I mean, one of them things where, so you, I'm all for expanding your horizons, you know, trying different shit. But I feel like at a certain point, pause. Is old girl over 40?
Hell no, she younger than me.
So, know, sometimes it's a thing of being and just being and staying where you're comfortable. Nigga, I'd have met something that I like. Nigga, if I like salmon and pasta and seafood, nigga, hey, you know what? This treat me right. I think I'm going to stay right here.
No, fuck that. I need some more.
Give me some more.
Give me some more. Damn, what else, Juice? Oh, me and you have been discussing these women, these hoes, however you want to go about it.
Goodness, they're not hoes. They're women. They're young ladies. We got 7 minutes because it's 9:53.
You don't give a fuck about me or this friendship. You've shown me that in many different ways.
You didn't even say shit yesterday. We was on the phone the whole time. You was it day before yesterday? You ain't say nothing. I forgot. You ain't say a word. We sat on the phone 2 hours. Damn,
what the? And then she threw me on the ground.
We was on the phone 2 hours and you ain't said a word.
I shouldn't have to say nothing because you my friend. I'm probably one of the bestest friends you'd have met in the last 5 years.
A very good friend, I will say that.
No, I said the bestest, motherfucker. The bestest. Oh, and I had you inspired me to get that what's the name of it, Juice? Them cheesy puffs.
Uh-huh.
Damn, bitches was straight as hell.
When you hit them when they hot, like, you know, hot stuff I have to eat hot, cold stuff I have to eat cold. When they're hot and fresh, it's one spot. They cook them to order. And some places, they just fill the fucking bin up knowing niggas gonna come buy them. But when they're hot and fresh, some things, they are delicious. It's not too much sauce. The bread's soft. It's really good.
Do you get it with the dipping sauce or you eat it butt naked?
Butt naked.
Okay. I want to try it with the dipping sauce.
What's the little orange?
Yeah. Cause I'm telling you, real shit. If they sold that shit with either like a garlic butter dipping sauce or fucking a marinara, them bitches a hit.
I mean, I'm sure you can get one. Like they
That's my first time. I didn't know what came with it, and I wasn't spending no extras.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. For sure. Damn, what is you doing? And I see how you don't like to give me my credit when I'm like, oh, one of the bestest friends. You like, you are a very good one. I didn't fucking say very good one.
You are one of the bestest friends I've met in like the past 5 years.
That's crazy. Damn, Juice, don't be smiling, showing me all that dolphin teeth, get me feeling warm inside with your fine ass. The fuck is you doing? I see why you got the hoes. You around this bitch putting spells on nigga, smiling. You don't even bat your ass. You just smile.
That's all you got. I'm just saying. You know what? Cause hey, you brought it to my attention. Yes, I had to clarify my statement. You are correct. You are one of the best friends that I've met in the past 5 years. Absolutely.
We gotta go out drinking.
You owe me a drink, nigga.
I do.
Hey, can the world hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, the world, don't go to a bar with him. He'll leave you sitting there talking to strangers. This nigga will get the fuck up, get in his car, and pull the fuck off. Don't go drinking with this nigga.
So, Juice, when we going drinking again?
Fuck that.
We done went drinking before, since
we
then.
We ain't went out drinking. Well, you know what? Wait.
Yeah.
Had a drink after that, but like a night like that, throwing them back.
Juice, I'm not fucking with you. You was on bullshit when I was 39. I ain't fucking with you, 40. 40, you ain't getting me outside. I'm up. Nope.
We did drink a lot. We did drink a whole lot.
We drank half the fucking bar.
We drank a lot. We did. That's true.
And the part that Juice not gonna fucking tell, I was already out drinking with Antoine. Antoine made me have a drink at the crib. Then we went to the bar and we was drinking. Then we drank some more. Then we fucked around and got ready to leave. Juice hit me talking about I'll be there in 15. Ain't this a bitch?
So what you're telling me is that You, but see, you didn't leave Antoine. You left me.
Antoine left me. What is you doing? Oh. I was wondering what that was. Shit. I think I'm going to call this podcast Arguments with Juice. So fuck, I'm going to call it. Arguments with my friend Juice.
Yes, I like it.
I think I want to go to that spa.
What spa?
You know the one. You know the one. The one that got that one thing. The one I showed you where Girlie took me.
The fact is you couldn't think of the name and you had went. I'm like, maybe you on something else.
Yeah, Juice, this is last year though.
You should go. I feel like this came off my bracelet.
I know you got all the cool ass I'm a nurse shirts.
Okay. Now, mind you, I'm not supposed to be in this. We're supposed to be in gray. It was an issue about families and visitors and patients knowing who belonged to what department. And most people weren't wearing their name tags. So we had to go back to wearing our assigned colors. Nursing is gray. And I do have a couple of gray, but I have a couple of other stuff, too. My office was fucking
$80.
I mean, please.
And you have the comfortability to do that at work.
I'm in violation. If somebody decided to write me up, there's nothing I can argue. I know my color is gray.
You broke the other nail?
No, just the same one I broke.
Oh.
Same one. But my excuse today is hell. Y'all called me, 3 hours before the shift started. Who said I wash clothes? I popped up because y'all needed me and I grabbed what I had available. So,
hey, Juice, I'm one of them niggas. Since my job is my job, man, I show up in that bitch. So, Juice, it never fails. Today, I'm going to go in there with a clean ass outfit. 2 minutes in, there's going to be something on it. Every time. 2 minutes, it's going to be something on it. So, fuck it. I be wearing that shit. Hey, I be having seasoning on coming to work and leaving work.
So, I remember when I was in fast food, like a shirt I had this dog-ass grease stain on it. And I would be bothered. I would try to get, like, new shirts or whatever, and I would focus so hard trying to get that grease stain out. But I'm like, nigga, every day I go to work, it's going to be something on this fucking shirt. It's gonna always have some sort of spot. Like, no matter how clean I am, when I get there, I'm gonna be fucked up when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. One chick was like, is you gonna wash them pants? I'm like, hey, I wash these pants weekly. This is not no.
Well, God damn, not weekly. Hold on, wait a minute.
I got 2 pair of pants I wear. But ever since I've been working in food, like, Boston Market ain't had no uniform. And then all the other places was like, hey, man, we comfortable with jeans. I was like, cool. I got, like, 3 pair of, like, work jeans. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is I'm about to transition and start wearing some jeans with some rips in them. That's what the fuck they don't know. Fuck gonna send me home. You say what?
Why would you transition to that?
Because them the only other black pair of pants I get.
What does the employee? What does your employee guy say? What does the handbook stipulate?
That nurse is supposed to be in gray.
Cool. But what did they say about GMs, shift leaders, members, employees of your establishment where you are employed?
We can't have no rips in our pants. And man, fuck you. We just went from a loving place and now we on this gangster shit. Nigga, fuck you. Why you got a book bag? You not in high school.
Because you know what I've learned at this big age? I carry a book, my iPad, and my work stuff. I've become my mother. I realize I've become my mother. I need to have my stuff with me in case I need to write stuff down. In case I have to, if I have to make plans, I tell folks, hold on, let me check my calendar book.
Hey, speaking of calendar books, who said I'm going to pencil this one in my book?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
April.
Mm-hmm. And it's 10:02 with your late ass.
Hold on, April. We ain't got... It's April, right?
Mm-hmm.
You not in here.
That's because you don't love me.
I do love you. Wait a minute.
You're supposed to write me in for a Tuesday.
Interesting.
Hey, well, put some me in May, cause I ain't fucking with April no more. Clearly, April don't fuck with me. Clearly.
That's funny. I'm gonna pen that.
Oh, now she don't got no pen when it's convenient for me.
I got my ink pen. What's today's date? Today is Thursday.
The 25th. It's the day of the draft. It's the day of the draft.
Did you see that these niggas took the sign? They took the D, the E, and the T.
Did they in real life, though?
I don't know. I saw the post. I'm not sure if that's real life.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. And I think...
I don't know if they can create shit.
Yeah, I think they do some emergency shit. And definitely get that back out there. So, when can you pencil me in for May? Either Friday... I think that'll work.
What we doing? We're just time with pairs, just quality time.
Ain't that a bitch? Yes, you could call it that.
What time?
I don't know what time good for you. If it's Friday, we can do coffee and podcast.
That'll have to be early, and that's fine, because my kids got school at 1.
Okay.
With pairs, we'll say 10 a.m.
All right, we could definitely do that. That's doable.
And I didn't pencil you in. I put it in ink. You see this?
Put it big. Point to it, because I can't see. Oh, okay. Damn, you write nice.
I be trying.
You definitely does. What was I about to say? Go ahead and take your ass to work. I heard it's cold outside, too.
I'm glad I got a jacket on today, because yesterday... I thought I had a jacket in here, and I didn't, and I was freezing. These tig old bitties was freezing.
I know they had to be freezing because you made a song about your titties being cold.
Usually my titties are not cold. Usually it's my grandma cake baking arms.
Mm-hmm.
My titties were cold yesterday. It was nippy. That was nippy.
That was a good one. That was a very good one. I had to catch on to it.
Going to work. Bye, world.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Let me see what McDonald's want, because she FaceTimed me. I'm talking about she just FaceTimed me.
Don't ever hang up and call me back.
Hey, where you at?
At City Trish, trying to get this boy off to go to fucking Nationals for tomorrow.
What City Trish you at?
Southfield? Mm-hmm.
Which one is Southfield?
The one I told you my mom worked at, the one that I did want to come to, what you call it? Hey, Queen, how you feeling? The one I told you my mom worked at, Southfield and 10 Mile and Southfield.
Oh, what's up?
Nothing, I was going to ask you if you had... 205, if I sent you 205 on Apple Cash, because you send it to my damn Cash App, but I forgot you ain't got, I mean, you got Cash App, but you took too long, either way, shit, somebody did it.
I miss you too. Why are you giving me the finger?
The whatchamacallit over there.
And that's what the fuck we need to talk about. Hey, did you ever tell me if you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
I never told you nothing.
I know, you so smooth.
Mm-hmm. But I did. I had a nigga, but I dumped him. So
that's crazy. That's crazy.
He dumped me.
Hey, man, I don't know how comfortable you is just telling me to my face that you cheating on me. That's crazy. I knew you had a nigga.
I didn't cheat. I don't have a nigga.
Man, that nigga gonna spin the block.
Who?
I don't know that nigga name.
Huh?
I do not know that nigga name. I just said that.
I said, who gonna spin the block? Ain't nobody spinning no damn blocks, boy. It's only $20. That's cute, though.
Go get it for the dub, then, my boy.
That's why I'm in here.
Cause you be getting shit that you don't got no business fucking with.
No, it's just that I be broke and be wanting this, so I be trying to hide it. I ain't gonna lie.
I hate this.
What?
I hate this. You don't work today?
I actually was, but I called off. I told him I couldn't do it.
What? Look at you playing me yesterday. No. Did you call FEMA?
Nope. I'm gonna end up I don't know how to do the application or nothing. Shit.
What you mean you don't know how to do the application?
I don't know how to do it. I was gonna pay this girl to do it.
You know you can call and they'll walk you through it, right?
Oh, nope, I didn't know that. I didn't know you could call. Shit, I didn't even know you did. You could call FEMA.
Yeah.
You want one of these? It's kind of sweet. Tell around your neck, cold. No?
It's kind of sweet you can have it around your neck. If I was him, I'd beat you up too. Tomorrow, I don't want that shit around my neck.
That's what he just said. Shit, he said no, but shit, he be in chess. Do they allow y'all to get up, drink, do anything? Shit. Pee, that's it. Yeah, no. Bitch, it's all done. I need a cheese grater. No, I don't. I want a cheese grater.
What? When the fuck are you cheap? When are you grating cheese?
Grated cheese. I just grated cheese, to be honest.
So how you grate it if you don't get no cheese grater?
Huh? I had to chop it up. That's what I didn't
want
to do.
I swear I hate that you lazy. Hey, when the next time you cooking? Because you only cook for me during your birthday.
Today I'm cooking turkey wings.
Oh, no, you keep that.
You don't eat.
You always be on my head for shit I cook that you don't like. And first time I say I don't like some shit, here you come.
All I said, you said you didn't like it. I said some shit you don't like, okay? You don't like it. It's not for you to like anyway. You eat other shit that I just don't eat completely at all. Fuck it. I don't eat that shit. But what you do?
Hey, man, you in there for a reason. Put that shit back. I don't feel comfortable with you sassing me either.
I ain't sassed you.
Yeah, whatever, man.
See what this say? No one is you, and that is your power. Understand that.
You could have found something that said, hey, I'm hard-headed.
I would give it to you.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I see you on bullshit right now this morning. See you on bullshit.
I'm going to give it to your little monkey ass. Come on. Come on, Tater. Look at this Rugrats shirt. Too bad I'm not a kid.
Hey, why you feel so comfortable calling him his nickname in front of people?
Tater?
Yeah.
That's his name. That's all I'm supposed to say. Tater. Tater. Tay John? No, Tater. I say John. Your name is not Tay John. No, it's not. Who told you that? It's Tay John.
Who gave him
your
the name?
Your name is not Tay John. It's never been that.
Who gave him the name?
It's supposed to be Tay John. Well, that ain't what we call you. Who be called? Who named him? Actually, his grandmother and my mother, his daddy, mama, and my mama.
You ain't do nothing but push, huh?
That's it. What am I gonna come up with Calvinique? Come on, now.
Yeah, they did me. Hey, man, they did me bad when they did you like that. I think I cried.
Now you can name your child Parachute.
Almost hung up on you, blood. Almost hung up on you. I would not fuck a child up with that name.
Damn,
I ain't like my name for a long ass time, though, to keep it a buck.
You don't never like your name, and I don't understand why. I like your name.
But that's kind of funny you like it because you never say it.
Huh?
Because Parachute isn't my name.
Parachute is your name.
Yeah, all right, dog. What'd you eat for lunch yesterday?
Actually, I didn't eat anything. You know what I did with that money you gave me?
What's that?
Put gas in the car.
I'm happy you did something with it, shit.
I needed it. It came just in time. Hallelujah.
I'm happy I could be in time.
Yeah, you helped me out a lot. Thank God. Oh, that's cute. That's Steve, man. They ain't got no boy bags in here. You want to go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. So
you get, or do you want to keep? You, it's not like you, huh? Okay. Do you want a couple shirts over here? I got you a few from Five Below, but I know y'all like the shirts from here.
Oh, look at you! Hey, you got something in your head. The other side, crazy. The other side is back behind your ear. It's behind your ear, fool.
I can't even see it. No, it's not.
Ask your son. Be like, is this something?
What's behind my ear?
It's like a little piece of lint. Yeah, well, go ahead and do your thing. I hit you up later.
I ain't doing nothing. You got socks?
Yeah, I got socks.
I got you some long sleeve socks unless you want the short ones.
Hey, man, I'm going to call you back.
Okay, hang the fuck up.
Hey, man, I definitely do apologize, y'all. That's Nikki, a.k.a. Fucking McDonald's, man. She will definitely cut into you and talk to you like a street nigga. That's crazy. I have 32 minutes of podcasting just talking to people. Some shit I will like to touch on. Hey, I haven't talked to my younger brother. I haven't. And I reached out to him. I called that fuck nigga. I called him. I want to see going through something. I'm going to send him an inspirational text. And I'm going to hit my nephew up. And then I am going to also be in a place and space where I'm comfortable enough to call. My cousin, Goo, is in the hospital. But I do need to figure out a time frame about that. Just going and seeing him. Which is very important because he is my cousin Wuzzy. And just being in that place is space for sure, for sure. For the most part, I think that I'm in a better place. I was able to fight for my... a little bit more of my sanity with the job. For people that don't know, they have been half-ass training, half-ass, just doing a whole bunch of half-ass shit. But what they don't know is that's what I thrive in. And anytime I'm not in full control of the store or a situation, I understand that I could bullshit around, because ever since I've been in management, I have always had to be on time, be that nigga, can't be on bullshit, every day come in, and this the first time where it's like, nigga, this sole responsibility ain't on you. Man, I'm able to sit back and kick my feet up and enjoy some shit. And I feel like that's most important. I feel like that's the thing. So just with that being said, at the end of the day, I know I've been abusing this, but I'm abuse it a little bit more before I get in there. They end up telling me, 3 weeks, in 3 weeks time, we're going to get you there, and then you're going to take over the store, and I'm like, yeah, man, y'all said that shit like 3 other weeks ago, so I don't know, but we're going to see, we're going to ride it out. For the most part, I'm just I'm gonna make it work. Well, hopefully I am. I'm gonna stop saying I'm gonna make it work, because that's what happened with Taco Bell. That's what happened with a lot of shit. I don't know what's gonna happen. Put it like that. That's better. I don't know what's gonna happen. Do my Thug Thizzle sit my bitch ass down for the summer though? I know for the summer I am not fucking with shit, because I can't. Can't stop, won't stop Rockefeller Records, nigga. Shit. Can't. And, what else? Gotta start getting my shit together for these concerts that's coming up. I got a concert in less than a month. So I gotta get the tickets for that. And I mean fast. F-A-S-T. Fast as fuck. I definitely gotta do that. So, just with that, yeah, big 40 coming. The draft shit is coming up today. I don't know who the Lions gonna take. I read a story on Mikey Sanders Steele. That's the he was a wide receiver for Michigan. Then he got converted to a corner, and with him being converted into corner, now he is a high prospect. No, I won't be going downtown. No. I don't give a fuck about the festivities. Go Lions, I guess. What else? That Cole, Kendrick, Drake, Metro Future shit. It seemed like it kind of died down. Drake is up. Drake did AI with him and Snoop. And the song is funny. Drake Petty Factor really did come out, and I've been back to watching or listening to the Joe Budden podcast. And the reason that I've been back to listening to the Joe Budden podcast is YBT. YBT, thank you, YBT. She helped so much. Helped with the FEMA shit. Helped with the DTE shit. Really helps. Really a great person. I give her a hard time, but I do appreciate her. She does a lot. And for anybody that don't know, YBT smoke up all the weed. I'm about to call her lungs in a minute, because she ended up getting some weed from her next door neighbor, and it was some Cali shit. So I brung some. And when I brought some, we smoked that, and then I stuffed the cone, but it was enough for me to do like a cone and a half. So I was like, look, I know you be inhaling weed, so I'm gonna say this full cone for you. We gonna fuck with this half one. She smoked it and was like, nigga, I'm still not high, I'm up. And I was like, oh. And it was like two nugs. I was straight. I was definitely straight that day. I don't know. The one bad thing about working nights is my body is being adjusted now after damn near a month and a half. My body is being adjusted, and with my body being adjusted, I ended up like having a normal bedtime. Like, so now when I get off at 12, my bedtime is 4. That's when my body starts shutting down. And I try to jump on that shit earlier. My body was like, nah, nigga, we don't do that. That was some whole ass shit from my body. But at the end of the day, you know how that shit go. I am going to continuously be me. And hey, I came back in contact with my old best friend, Keita. And she refers to herself as Keish. And clearly her name is Lakita. Clearly it is. So I don't know about that. But we talked, and she went through just life, love, and everything else. And with her going through that, she with this talk, she lost weight. Things are starting to look up. UPPP. So just being very, very understanding to that factor and everything else with that. So I don't know. I just I righteously want want to just be a better person. And that goes with past relationships, past friendships, really letting bygones be bygones, understanding that a lot of times it is a decision to be mad. It is a choice to be upset. And with that decision and with that choice, you have to have a firm belief in or a firm understanding of who you are, what you are, and what you're bringing to the table. And let past shit be past shit. Too many times we be trying to find reasons why we shouldn't fuck with people. And that's not life. That's definitely not life. Let me see if I can call my brother. I'm going to reach out to him because I want to let him know if he's going through something, he can talk to me. Because I end up explaining that to Keita yesterday, too. I was like, yo, you know, I used to be on sucker shit with my brother, but wouldn't be on sucker shit with him. I had to understand, like, he reaching out to me for a reason. That's when you got to talk fast, fuck around, pick up early, hear some shit that's not for him to hear. And we always talk about sports. We haven't been able to talk about sports, and I've been sad. My tum-tum hurt, too. Yep, didn't answer. I think that's it. I went and hung out with, what was it? Last week. It was definitely last week. What was that? Saturday? It wasn't Saturday. I think it was like Sunday or some shit. I don't know what day it is, but I ended up pulling down on today or Tadayla. Knew me probably like 17 years ago is when we met. Pulled up on her. She had people over. She was over her sister's house. She drunk as a skunk. Ended up falling asleep. falling asleep on my fucking leg. But not like cuddling falling asleep. Like, she ended up like, she was talking to me and she had her knees on my leg. And then she just kind of stayed there for a second. I was just looking like, this little baby sleep. So I grabbed my plate and got the fuck on. But put up on her. That was nice. Always good seeing your people and shit. Talked a little shit to her. And then I end up getting in. What? My brother calling me back. Hold on. What's going on?
Not too much. What's up with you?
Nothing much. I miss my brother, man.
How you doing, man? You all right? Everything going good?
Everything going good. I haven't been able to talk sports. Kyle don't know about sports. I haven't.
You don't watch sports?
No, he's not cool. We're the cool brothers. He's not the cool one. So. I went to our, my fault, I went to your spot yesterday.
What?
Oh, hi.
Oh, how was it? Was it good?
Yeah, you know you get me on, getting a platter, so I'd be excited about that. But it made me think of you. I called you, I think a couple of days ago.